الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the only one, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's attribute will be about the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala المتكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. He is Allah, besides whom there is no other God, the Sovereign, the Holy, the Source of Peace and Perfection, the Guardian of Faith, the Preserver of Safety, the One Exalted in Might, the Irresistible, the Supreme. Glory to Allah. High is He above the partners, the attribute to Him. Al-Mutakabbir is the one who possesses all greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is above having any of the qualities of His creatures, who is above being harmed by the oppressors among His creation, whose greatness and pride are the supermost. He is too great to be deficient in anything or in need for anyone or anything. The one who is above having any of the characteristics and attributes of His creatures. The one who alone has all greatness and pride. None beside Him is justified to conceive himself as great, or as mighty, or as the Sovereign. He is the one who is too holy to be afflicted by any calamity. So, no greatness is justified for anyone beside Him. He is the one who has all might and kingdom. This attribute means the one who has combined in Him and who rightly deserves so all the attributes of greatness, perfection, pride, and glory all at the same time. He is too great to submit to others. Rather, submission is due to Him and only to Him. The Holy Quran bestows the attribute of greatness upon the Almighty in Surah Al-Jathiyah. Translation, to Him be glory throughout the heavens and earth, and He is exalted in power, full of wisdom. Pride, due to the sense of being great, is of two kinds. One is when actions of such a person are indeed great and better than those of anyone else. He is the source of peace and perfection, the guardian of faith, the preserver of security, the one exalted in might, the irresistible, the supreme. The other is that one conceives himself artificially to be as such, and this applies to most people. Thus does Allah set a seal over the heart of everyone who is proud, haughty. Surely evil is the dwelling place of those who are proud. Isn't there in hell an abode for those who are proud? In one of his supplications, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seek refuge with you, Lord, against the evil of pride. He is also quoted as saying that pride is an indication of ingratitude toward the truth, the Almighty. He has said, pride is ingratitude toward the truth. Imam Ali has said, the son of Adam is truly amazing. A wound can end his life. A bug can cause him a pain. And his sweat can make him stink. So how can he ever feel proud? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us against pride and of being proud of ourselves, saying, nobody will enter paradise if he has even the weight of mustard seed of pride, and nobody will enter the fire if there is a likewise weight of conviction in his heart. As the lucky ones enter paradise, their hearts will be purged of any pride and jealousy, and we will root out whatever rancor there is in their hearts. This name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mutakabbir, is found in the following sermon of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing at the pulpit, recited the verse, no just estimate have they made of Allah, such as is due to Him. The whole earth shall be in His grip on the day of resurrection, and the heavens rolled up in His right hand. Glory be to Him, and may He be exalted above what they associate with Him. Surah Al-Zumar, verse 67. He also said, Allah glorifies Himself, saying, I am the compeller, I am the supreme, I am the king, I am the most high. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then kept repeating this until the pulpit started to shudder with it. We thought that the pulpit was going to split apart. This is one of the Sahaba was saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of greatness and grandeur. His is all grandeur in the heavens and earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme, transcendent above every limitation and deficiency that is inherent in created beings. He is exalted in glory, to whom every overbearing tyrant on earth must ultimately bow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is possessed of such greatness. His is the glory. Any created being who presumes to aspire to it is arrogant and blameworthy. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, grandeur is my cloak and greatness is my robe. Whoever seeks to rival me in either, I shall consign to the hellfire. Narrated by a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us teaches his devotees to be humble and prohibits them from domineering and being aggressive in behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone has a divine right to rule over His creation. His alone is all grandeur and greatness. He alone possesses irresistible power. Humanity's place is one of humble submission. The greatest strength that human being can attain is to place their reliance on Allah and seek His support. The highest level of greatness they can attain is to show humility to their Lord and defer to His honor. The transgression that people perpetrate against their fellow human beings, the powerful preying on the weak and coercing them with their might, occurs at the hands of tyrants whose hearts are bereft of faith in Allah. Likewise, those who are downtrodden on earth, when they lose faith in Allah, willingly submit to the oppression and injustice of their overlord. The artifacts left behind by the civilizations of the pharaohs, Caesars, and others like them attest to this fact. This is why Moses alayhi salam said, I seek refuge with him who is my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant person who denies the day of reckoning. Surah Ghafir, verse 27. We should consider Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's words, no one shall enter paradise whose heart contains an atom's weight of arrogance. This is a forcibly clear call to be humble and to show respect to others, though they may possess less knowledge, wealth, fame, or prestige. Humility is the opposite of arrogance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was quite willing to roll up his sleeves, put on his boots, and engage in manual work. He did his own work, carried his own provisions. He treated everyone with respect. This is a lesson in humility for all those who profess to follow his example. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى المتكبر. This word, when used of a human being, always implies haughtiness, supreme and bright and greatness, or in the one who is hafti above the wickedness of his slaves. Al-Mutakabbir is the one who possesses all greatness, who is above having any of the qualities of his creations, who is above being harmed by the oppressors among his creations, whose greatness and bright are the supermost, the one who alone has all greatness and pride. Al-Mutakabbir, he is the one who sees everything and everyone as insignificant besides himself, who sees greatness and pride justified only for him. So he looks upon others as kings looks at slaves. If this image is true, then one described as such is truly worthy of greatness, and nobody at all can be conceived as such except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if greatness and pride are artificial, and if pride and arrogance are out of place, unjustifiable, and are abhorred, then such a person is not to be conceived as great. Anyone who sees himself and only himself as being the only one who deserves to be held as great, his outlook is surely false, and his viewpoint is null, except in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Istikbar is to think of yourself as being great. Instilling the attitude of pride, such a quality is not fit except purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory and exaltation are His, is the only one who deserves to be described as Al-Mutakabbir, that nobody else has the right to think of himself as worthy of being so. Quoting the Lord of greatness, the Almighty God, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, "Pride is my cloak, greatness is my shirt. Whoever dispute with me regarding either one of them, I shall surely hurl him." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his greatness through the examples he gives in the Quran. For example, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam requested, "My Lord, show me yourself so that I may look at you," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "You will not see me, but look at the mountain. If it remains firm in its place, then you will see me." The rest of the account is related as follows. But when his Lord manifested himself to the mountain, he crushed it flat, and Musa fell unconscious to the ground. When he regained conscious, he said, "Glory be to you." That's Surah Al-A'raf, verse 143. When Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam, said, "My Lord, show me how you bring the dead to life," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "Take 4 birds and train them to yourself. Then put a part of them on each mountain and call to them. They will come rushing to you. Know that Allah is Almighty, All Wise." The Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 260. This way Allah showed him a sign of his greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Lut, as to leave his city early in the morning with the believers and not to look back. That morning he destroyed the unbelieving nation and rescued Prophet Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire, coolness and peace for Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. By the hands of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he healed the blind and brought the dead to life. In the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he parted the sea and drowned Pharaoh's army. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests his greatness and part of his infinite power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly reveals his greatness and power at every moment and in every incident. At dawn, he sends hurricanes toward those who greedily feel attached to this life of the world, or turns their city upside down and make them uninhabitable. This way, he strips them of their possessions and goods. He submerges an entire city by pouring a heavy rain upon it, or ruins it by sending a great earthquake. The skies and the ground, the wind and the rain, all of which act under his surveillance, bring an unseen destruction to that city, and its people witness Allah's overwhelming power. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mutakabbir in the face of his power and strength. No one can become arrogant. He is the sole authority before whom all will prostrate. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة